بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
I'm sure that all of you, this is a question in your mind that how we can recite Quran beautifully. What is the reason? What is the path? And is there any relationship between reciting Quran and different music notes or things like that, and different aspects of practical reciting of Quran beautifully? Inshallah, Brother Shraghi will talk about the practical aspects of reciting Quran in a beautiful manner. With a salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity to be here. I was very lucky and blessed last year. I didn't know anything about Muslim Congress. I came to the U.S. 3 years ago as a PhD student. And at that time, I didn't know anyone in the U.S., any Muslim community, especially Shia. The very small town that I was living in had a small mosque that was entirely Sunni mosque. At the same time, I went there and I started a Quran circle where we started practicing Qira'ah and also Hifz of Quran. And then very suddenly, I found Muslim Congress in internet, and I traveled around maybe 2,000 miles to the Muslim Congress last year to Dearborn, Michigan. And very accidentally, no, Molana Shapiro will not agree with me. That was amazing. I don't know how it happened, but we met and we gathered, and I don't know who said, let's start a Quran competition, a Quran committee. So that was very amazing, and I'm very thankful for that, just to get to know these amazing people. And I'm a very humble, tiny member of this group. I mean, I'm not comparable with these guys at all. All things that Brother Ustad Hassan said, you know, yeah, all of them, they are so amazing. So I'm asked to talk about some practical aspects of recitation. Everybody asks us how to become a good reciter. Well, I would say it's not that easy, but it's not that hard. And people think that you need to be a very, very special talent to become a good reciter. Well, I'm not saying you don't need to have the talent. The truth is, not everybody can become Abdul Basit. We are not Abdul Basit. And believe me, my voice is not that special. Even Maulana Wahid's voice, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I dare to say that. It's not that special.
I see you after.
So everybody has some special capabilities. You all can become a good reciter, but it needs practice. Practice, practice. I remember when I was very young, I'm from Mashhad, Iran, where you have the holy shrine of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. When I was in the middle school or in elementary school, I was attending five or six different Quran circles, or we call it jalsa, where people sit and recite Quran within a week. Some of them were too far from our house. And I was going out there and coming back late night. And I'm telling you, some of those circles were very, very crowded. And I could not recite every single week that I was going there. For sometimes, I had to go there like four times within a month, and I got the opportunity to recite just once. And I was thirsty for that just one time, because I wanted that ustad to tell me what my mistakes were. This is how we should be. If you really want to become a good reciter, you should be thirsty to learn. This is very important. And I would agree that it's harder to become a Qari in the United States. Well, a lot of you, it's hard for you to read Quran, I mean, the Arabic letters and how to pronounce it. But alhamdulillah, we have this amazing group here. And with this new technologies, internet, Skype, all these things, we can communicate with these people and learn more. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was about the taqlid and listening. I'm saying this because, to following a good reciter. So if somebody asked me how to become a good qari, the first thing I would tell them would be to listen, the second thing would be to listen, and the third thing would be to listen. Okay? And then you need to follow someone at the very beginning. And it's not like you really like Abdul Basit and you want to recite like him, but your voice might be different than his voice. So not everybody can follow Abdul Basit. Not everybody can follow Shahad Muhammad Anwar. Right? So they have very special voices and you should follow the right qari. Okay, that is very important. And again, practice, practice, listen, 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 and then practice, okay? And I would say the recitation is a science, a real science. It's not just a simple thing that you think, okay, we go there like and listen and learn. It's a real science. We have the science of recitation, ilm al-qira'ah. And it has several different parts, okay? So basically, if you ask us about we just finished the preliminary stage of Quran competition, and we were judging people. So how do you judge people? So what are your criterions? What are the things that you are considering when you want to figure out who is reciting well and who is not reciting well? So basically, first of all, you need to recite Quran, read those Arabic letters correctly. And it is very important. We don't say we are reading Quran. We are saying we are reciting Quran, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's very important to conserve those words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first step. The second very important thing is tajweed. Tajweed in Arabic means to beautify. You know that for like praying, for namaz, for salah, you don't need to do tajweed. It's not mandatory. You have to follow the correct pronunciations, but tajweed is not mandatory. But for Quran, you have to beautify, right? And as Maulana Wahidi mentioned, we have hadith saying that زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنِ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ. Did you say that? You said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حِلْيَةٌ وَحِلْيَةُ الْقُرْآنِ صَلْتُ الْحَسَنِ. We have another hadith saying, زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنِ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ. So you need to beautify that. And then you need to have those rules that are consistent with the Arabic language. It's not anything special. These are just a bunch of rules that are consistent with that language. And when you follow those, you make that much more beautiful. Okay? Another thing is, so the hadith is saying, زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنِ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ, your sound. So you need to be careful. This brother who is sitting here, you think it's easy to be a reciter. So he cannot read every food he likes. He doesn't drink very cold water. One of the very harmful things for your voice, I would say, is Pakistani food. It's very hot. Okay? Yeah, very spicy hot foods. You should, you know, put that away. You cannot eat that anymore if you want to be a really good, you know, reciter. So you need to take care of your voice. Sleep enough. Yeah. Yeah, don't talk very loudly. And even during recitation, you can see that it's not a single, you know, frequency and level of voice. So it goes up and down. It's like a plane. It takes off, and it goes up and down, and it lands. So it's like a story and a plane that is flying. So these are all parts of that science of recitation. The other part of the science of recitation is the lahn, which is a sort of music of Quran. You need, but that is different from the music that we listen. I mean, that is something specific for the Quran, and we do it just for the sake of Quran. And it has some boundaries, so you cannot use every music for reciting Quran. And that is also important, and there is a connection between those alhan, that music, and the meaning of ayat. And that is actually why you feel so passionate and you are influenced by recitations. So if you're listening to an ayah of punishment, adab, there is a specific nafma or maqam, that is what they call it in Arabic, or tone that, or melody that you use for those ayah. And if you are praying, that is different. So if you have an ayah for adab, you say like, we have a maqam which is called sabah, for example.
وسيق الذين كفروا إلى الجهنم زمرا.
You feel that punishment, that you know, a hardship with you. When you're praying, that is different.
ربنا أنزل علينا ما
So you need to also know the meanings. And all of this is just to make connections. Listen, singing is different than reciting. Well, we may, let me confess this. We have reciters that might be really singers. But if you want to be a reciter for yourself, for your faith, for your heart, you need to do that in order to have a better understanding about Quran, and also convey that understanding to your audience. And that is where you can influence and pass that knowledge, that understanding to your audience. If you don't have a good passion about it, and if you are just trying to sing, that's not going to happen. You need to feel it in your heart, then your audience can feel it in their hearts. Okay? I remember that last year, you had a special play called Ahlullah, right? And I just found the hadith on that table. I think that was Sister Aryan's hadith, and I stole it. And it says, Ahlul Qur'an hum Ahlullah.
From Payambar, so it's, I just wrote it.
It is from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yeah. Brother Mishrafi, regarding the hadith that you just said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Zar, it's a combination between the hadith that you just recited and the hadith that Hajjaj recited a while ago. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Abu Zar, Ya Abu Zar, respect those who are the preservers of the Holy Quran, because Ahlul Quran hum Ahlullah. They're the inhibitors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hold a different rank of respect.
So all I'm saying is that if you want to be Ahlullah, let's be Ahlul Quran. And one important way is to recite Quran and also convey that to the other people. That is the whole point of recitation. So I just want to pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us Ahlul Quran and then Ahlul Ba. So thank you very much for listening to me, and I'm sorry for taking your time. I was a wrong addition to hold this group. I apologize for that. And I was told to ask you, please fill those questionnaire service, and I'm trying to. Thank you so much.
No.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I wanted to tell you that. Please descend the next ayah. Okay, now it is time for Q&A. If you have any question regarding memorizing Quran and reciting Quran, just raise your hand and inshallah, brothers and sisters will answer your questions. Please. I think it is.
It was very enlightening to understand from all of you. My question is, why we read Quran is basically to get some guidance. So in the first chapter of Quran, Quran have said that, you know, the people who will get guidance are the ones who are the muttaqi people. So that's a prerequisite. So first question is, how to purify ourselves before we take to this mission? The next question is to brother who was just telling us that we should listen to some qaris and try to mimic. And so how should I know that my voice is compatible to which qari? So that's the other question.
Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because we don't have much time, enough time, so there's how many people? I think most of you guys have different questions that, inshallah, we have to answer all of them. We try to answer all of them. Anyways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yeah, in the second ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, as ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book, as you know, there is no doubt in that book, in huda lil muttaqin, the guidance for those people who are pious, right? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Quran in the piety way. In the piety way. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says huda lil muttaqin. Not those people who are pious. Of course, if you go to the piety way, you become muttaqi. You become pious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you want to be muttaqi, and if you want the guidance of the Holy Quran, ذلك الكتاب, this book. You have to, you know, get friend and get close to this beautiful book. That book is no doubt in it. La raiba fi huda lil muttaqin. Yeah, not only for those. This ayah is talking about, actually the first point of this ayah is the way, not the people. The way of taqwa. So if you go through to the way of taqwa, you will become muttaqin. So taqwa has levels, different levels. So we don't have time to discuss about taqwa. It's a very deep topic, and I need at least, like, you know, 10 days in the holy month of Ramadan to explain this hadith, this, you know, this meaning, beautiful meaning. So taqwa means, yeah, it has levels. So when you go to the piety way, you become taqwa, but the no level, and go up and up and up and up the highest level. And for qara'ah, for listening to different, you only can, you cannot find any qari by yourself. You have to go to a teacher and recite some ayahs to him, like to her or to him, like for, you know, 1 minute. And he will or she will listen to your voice, and they can say what qari can you follow, inshallah. Yes. Okay, for taking breath, there is many ways, so it's really soon for beginners. But the best way is following the qari, specific qari. For example, Ustad Abdul Basit. Okay. And if you want to copy him, so he had it, he has a very long, you know, breath. So you have to try to follow him. And you have to follow him if he doesn't take any breath while, you know, he was reciting Quran. So you have to follow him, you know, you know, 100%. You have to follow him. His tajweed, his sound, voice, his lahin, melodies or tones, and his, you know, speeding limit, you know, don't recite fast, don't recite, and his, you know, how can he, how he can take a breath. Yeah, just practice. And don't take breath like this. Don't like this. It's really bad. It's really bad. It's gonna hurt your, first of all, your eyes. And your voice, you know, it doesn't help, you know, at all. You have to, yeah, you have to take breath with your diaphragm. When you talk, you know, even you talk like two sentences without any taking breath. Like, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hey, how are you? Where are you at? See? Like 3-4 questions. Or without taking any breath. This is, when you talk, when you read Quran, when you recite Quran, actually you're talking, but you're using some tones, some melodies. For example,
فألقي السحرة ساجدين قالوا آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون.
See, I didn't take any breath. I just started. At the beginning it is hard, but you have to practice. See? I'm not gonna take any breath.
قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ
I didn't take any breath. Just practice. It's not a miracle, and it's not a black magic. Just practice, practice, practice. That's it. Okay. Any question? Yes.
Our children can memorize very quickly if they want to. How can you get them to do it without forcing them?
Without forcing the kids to do it, and they're good.
They can really memorize really fast and quick. But how can you get them to do it?
Sister Najis will answer. But let me tell you, yeah, Sister Najis, and I memorized, alhamdulillah, the whole Quran in a few months, 9 months. But the main point of memorization is not memorizing fast. No, being friend and being close to the whole Quran, that's it. You don't need to. This is the wrong way. If you go and if it is become your main point, and I'm sure Sister Najis' point was not become half of Quran like in 1 year. No. That was a there was a program for memorizing the whole Quran, memorization of the whole Quran for 1 year. That, you know, which is I want them to. But in Qom, I think she memorized in Tehran. So, you know, I know one of my friend. He is very, very, very popular Hafil. Zara'an, Muhammad Sadiq Zara'an. He memorized the whole Quran in 10 years. 10 years. 5 years. My teacher memorized the whole Quran in 3 years. Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, he's my friend. He memorized the whole Quran in 3 years. Many, many people, it doesn't matter how long it will take to memorize Quran. Just start it. Even every day, one line. Every day, one line. But don't forget, memorization is more important than... review is more important than memorization. Review is more important than memorization. Because if you memorize, just go and like 20 juz. You think you memorized 20 juz. No. You are memorizing and you are forgetting. At the same time, you have to go back and make sure you know all those ayat. And you can read those ayat in your prayer. Because when you pray, you don't look at the Quran. Right? Sister Nadris. Yeah, well, actually,
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Very quick answer, because mashallah he answered it, but just I'm adding one point. You know, for example, I have this issue with my students because I'm working with the students. But one way is to show them the role models, the right role models. When a kid or a student is busy with the different, computer games and media and this and that, and he's in another world, okay? So we cannot ask him or her to come and, sit with Quran. But when you show them role models, okay, for example, Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, for me, he was a great role. And when we give value to this area, the whole family, the friends, okay? When we give more value to this area, they will be automatically more encouraged. Okay? They will be encouraged to go to that field and memorize it and be more active. Okay, for me, so many people say, for example, it's difficult, you left everything and you concentrate on Quran. I had also role models. As I said, we had so many programs in the TV in Iran. They used to, give prizes and reward the hafizin of Quran, and it had become very great in my mind. Oh, those people who are hafiz Quran, they are really respected by the society. But here it's more important because we are in a non-Muslim society, right? We need to, as a family, this is the most important role. If you want the kids to be in this way, we as parents should be in this way. They are looking at us, and we should give them role models, inshallah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
As the people...
Ask me or...
All of you, actually. At what point the kids that memorize Quran understand what they memorize? Because I know that they start memorizing without knowing the meaning, right? And then gradually, actually, they pick up the words and they are able to understand. And but at what point do they really understand the whole thing? And it just fits.
Sister, let me tell you about my own experience. It all depends on having a good teacher. It is a huge work. It's a huge task. How I actually learned Quran, I had the blessing, my father is actually teaching Arabic literature. So I started actually learning Arabic, different words, how to speak Arabic. I had the blessing, I don't know if it was a blessing or not, to live 2 years in Syria. So I learned a little Arabic too.
Then you're
exceptional. No. Let me tell you this. How? It's a foreign language. It is Quran, but it's a foreign language. So it starts, there are different methods now. It starts with learning words, and then they will understand words, and then sentences, and then phrase sentences, and the whole ayah. Exactly. And then, Quran is repetition. I'm sorry to say, I don't know if it's right or wrong to say that, but Quran is repetition of ayahs. There are very similar ayahs in Quran, exact ayahs and very similar ayahs to... Yeah, exactly. فَبَعِيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبَّكُمْ وَتُكَذَّمُ. Just learn it once and you have the whole meaning. So... Exactly.
So you mean just keep reading.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Step by step, learn this word and then learn another word, and then she or he will pick up words, and then it will, it's a foreign language, and he or she will learn the whole language.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think from what I've experienced is that with the younger kids, what you can also do is introduce Quran to them by subject. In other words, teach them an ayah about walidain, you know, like wa bil walidain ihsana. And that, with that smaller, you know, when you divide it into smaller sections, then they have the capacity to understand it better. You know, like when you want to teach them something about Tawheed, you know, wal huwa Allahu ahad. You know what I mean? Instead of just A to Z of Quran, you know, work with them by subject. I think that would be more helpful. Yeah, it's more practical. Hajjala, may I address this brother's question? But I think I have something to share. May I? Do we have time? Do we have time?
Maybe 2 minutes.
Okay, in 2 minutes I will try. In regards to what you asked as far as how can we cleanse ourselves before, and that is a very valid comment, I think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, I think, ayah 41, he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kathira. And this is interesting because we had a discussion like this and with the ladies today. The way, you know, everything in this world, once exposed to hawa, once exposed to air, will start collecting dust. You know, it doesn't matter if it's silver or if it's human heart. The human heart, you need a good heart to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. You need all of your tools. You need your ears, you need your eyes. But, you know, the ultimate tool, you know, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِن مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً. Not just قَلْب. أَفْئِدَةً فُؤَاد is the fourth layer of heart. So it needs to be very clean. It needs to be very clear in order to see, to get that light, and yet to be able to produce, to give that light to others. So you need a good heart to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. The way you can cleanse your heart, you know, like if your silver gets rusted, you take silver polish and you just polish the rust off of the silver. But if you want to polish your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do zikr. Inna haza la zikrun mubin. The best zikr that we have is the Holy Quran. So yes, you will get the best results, the best fruits, the best knowledge will come to you when this heart is pure, when you are cleansed. But yet, in order for you to get it to that rank, to get it to that cognition, to get it to that sense, is to use that for that same tool, is to constantly allow yourself, your tools, all of the tools that we just talked about, to be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Actually, we don't have much time. Sister Aryan has mentioned something about, like, make the ayat of the Holy Quran practical in our life. So, in my class, in my courses, I have started a new, it is not new, a new, like, lesson, topic about which is a Quran in the life, speaking and talking with the verses of the Holy Quran. So I have some of my students here, so I'm going to call two of them, and I'm going to show you, and alhamdulillah, all the teachers have the knowledge and about Quran, and you know, it's a good sharing with all of you guys, inshallah. So I'm going to call Mehdi and Camelia. Will you sign the last salawat, please? Yeah. Okay, if you want to recite, to memorize the Holy Quran, if you make it practical, it's going to be very, very easier. So, Sister Camelia Avajan, she's, I think, 10 years old, and she memorized 7 juz? 7 juz. 7 juz, or 7 paras. And Brother Mahdi, Akbarpur, Mahdi Hussein Akbarpur, he memorized, alhamdulillah, 3 juz, and he's 9 years old, right? 90 or 90? 90. Okay, so let me show you something about, you know, I'm going to start from the beginning of the ayat and make it practical. Okay, if you want to start something, what do you say?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Please, you make it practical. Being thankful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Right path.
Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
What is the description of right path?
Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim.
Are you sure?
La rayba fi.
No doubt in it. La rayba fi. Some people, they are trying to trick other people, and they actually, they are tricking themselves.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
And they have sickness in their heart. It's stubborn people. I'm gonna talk to them, okay, this is haram, don't do it, but they don't listen. The biggest challenge in the Holy Quran, the challenge of Allah.
كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين.
What is the meaning of this?
It means like if you don't believe in the Quran, like if you have doubt in the Quran, bring an ayah like the Quran, like a surah like the Quran.
Say good job to her.
وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار.
Do you know how many people that we have in this room?
La ilma
lana. I don't know. See, la ilma lana. And okay. Oh, about buffet. When you go to a restaurant, it is buffet.
فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شَئْتُمْ رَغَدًا.
فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شَئْتُمْ رَغَدًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has said to Adam and Eve, just eat whatever you want. But okay, there is a we're going to watch some movies, okay? And Channel 3 has bad movies, haram movies. And you ask your father, okay, you don't even get close to it.
لا تقرب هذه الشجرة.
فتكون من الظالمين. لا تقرب هذه الشجرة. Don't get even close to it. See. We make it practical. Okay. I'm gonna ask you, I ask you go to, you know, Friday prayer, and I go home and I sleep. That means, you know, you are giving advice to people to go to, you know, Friday prayer to do good deeds, but you don't do it. But then you're forgetting yourself. And about Salatul Jama'ah, Jama'ah prayer.
Warka'u ma'ar
raki'in. Do ruku' with, you know, those people who are doing ruku'. Warka'u ma'ar raki'in. Okay, we practiced, you know, from the beginning till now, only 7 pages. 7 pages. I remember sometimes me and Camelia were talking like for 10-15 minutes only Quran. 10-15 minutes only Quran. When you want to say salam?
Salamun alaykum bima sabartum.
Another ayah.
Wa ja'aka alladhina yu'minuna bi ayatina faqul salamun alaykum.
Talk to people nicely in the best way.
وقولوا للناس حسنا.
Respect your parents.
وبالوالدين إحسانا.
صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
Oh, are you kidding me?
أتتخذون هزوا؟
No, I'm not kidding.
قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين.
I'm gonna go and buy a scarf for you, beautiful scarf. And so, what color? Whenever I see it, I feel so happy.
تسر الناظرين.
Now I got it.
قال الآن جئت بالحق.
Some people, they are, their heart is harder than stones. They don't care about killing people. They don't care about those people who are, you know, dying and, you know, getting killed around the world.
Can I say?
Sister Aryan got excited. Yes, you can say. Okay.
74,000.
أحسن. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. Okay. Yeah, there's many. Let me remember more. You want to beat me in basketball? This is your dream.
تلك أمانيهم.
تلك أمانيهم. If you're right, give me a pool.
هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين.
قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. You want to say bye?
الله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين.
الله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين. أحسن بك سيدي.
صلى الله صلى على محمد.
See, we can make it very, very practical. This is really easy for us. And you need good teachers, and we have good teachers. Alhamdulillah. This is one of the barakah of this beautiful conference, Muslim Congress. Inshallah, next year, I want all of you guys to memorize, you know, some, you know, surahs and some juz, and start to learning Quran recitation, inshallah ta'ala. Promise? If you're gonna make a promise to recite the loud salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
And if so. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you be honest and don't break your promise, I'm not gonna break my promise. What was the ayah of that, Mahdi? أوفوا بعهدي أوفوا بعهدكم. So inshallah, keep your promise please, and try to read Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said, if any Shia doesn't read Quran every day 50 ayahs, he or she cannot call him or herself Shia. This is a dangerous hadith. We have to, inshallah, get close to the Holy Quran, inshallah. Okay, so inshallah, because you are out. Yeah, 3 minutes. Okay. Okay. So, in Quranic programs, we have, when you recite salawat, you recite it very simple. Allahumma, no. We recite like this. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Everyone. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is one thing. The second thing is, when a qari, or, you know, Quran reciter or hafiz, recite the dua of khatm al-Quran, you don't say ameen. Like, you have to use your tone. Ameen. For example, let me give an example. This is a good thing for our programs. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bil Qur'an.
Ameen.
See, like this. Inshallah, I'm gonna... we have to make our program beautiful, right? More beautiful, inshallah. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن واشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا بالقرآن اللهم احفظ علماءنا ووالدينا وأساتذنا بالقرآن اللهم فرج همومنا بالقرآن اللهم اجعل محيانا محيا محمد وآله بالقرآن ومماتنا ممات محمد وآله بالقرآن اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان بالقرآن رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات